आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर फोर्थ फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस टू एंड दिस इवनिंग, ऑल्सो टू कंक्लूड फॉर सिंगल फेज असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन आंध्र प्रदेश एंड फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ असेंबली पोल्स इन उड़ीसा। Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan says integration of armed forces needs to be expedited to create multi-domain response mechanism. India votes in favour of draft resolution supporting Palestine's bid to become full member of the United Nations. Dust, storm and rain sweep parts of Delhi National Capital Region. And in sports, Nisha Dahiya secures 5th Olympic quota in women's wrestling for India. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Electioneering will also conclude for the first phase of assembly elections in Odisha and single phase assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh. Voting in the fourth phase will take place on Monday in 96 Lok Sabha seats spread across 9 states and a union territory. Simultaneously, legislative assembly elections for all 175 seats of Andhra Pradesh and 28 out of 147 seats of Orissa will take place. Top leaders of several political parties will be making last-ditch efforts to gather support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address public meetings at Kandhamal, Balangir and Bargarh parliamentary constituencies in Orissa today. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings in Andhra Pradesh. In Madhya Pradesh, in the fourth phase, voting will be held in 8 Lok Sabha parliamentary constituencies on Monday. More details from our correspondent.
In the fourth phase in Madhya Pradesh, voting will take place in parliamentary constituencies, namely Devas, Ujjain, Mandsaur, Ratlam, Dhar, Indore, Khargon and Khandwa on May 13th. In the fourth phase, campaigning is in full swing in Malwa Nimaḍa region of the state. From the BJP, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will campaign in Ratlam and Indore, State BJP President V.D. Sharma in Devas and Dhar, and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan in Ujjain. While Senior Congress Leader Digvijay Singh, Sanjay Kapoor, State Congress President Jitu Patwari and other party leaders are leading the campaign for Congress candidates. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Telangana, as the deadline of campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections is coming to a close this evening, the state election officials have intensified their efforts to put in place all arrangements for ensuring smooth and peaceful election. Following a request from political parties, the Election Commission has extended polling time by 1 hour in most of the 119 assembly segments falling under the 17 Lok Sabha seats. Chief Electoral Officer Vikas Raj, who reviewed the arrangements with senior officials and directed them to maintain close track of all forms of inducements to voters during the last 72 hours left for polling. Observers accompanied by officials concerned should conduct surprise night vigil and inspections in vulnerable areas, in the expenditure-sensitive areas where there was scope for distribution of freebies like liquor. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi will address an election rally in the tribal-dominated Nandurbar district of Maharashtra this morning. In our series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring you a report on the Rae Bareli Lok Sabha constituency in Uttar Pradesh. In the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, voting will be held on 20th of May in 14 seats of the state. Rae Bareli is one of the significant seats going to polls in the fifth phase. Considered to be the stronghold of the Nehru-Gandhi family, this seat has been won by Congress 17 times. This time, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi is contesting from this seat. On the other hand, the Bharatiya Janata Party has once again announced the name of Dinesh Pratap Singh as its candidate, who is a minister in the state government. Thakur Prasad Yadav is contesting from Bahujan Samaj Party. Apart from them, five other candidates are also in the fray. More from our correspondent.
5 assembly constituencies come under the Raebareli parliamentary constituency. These include Bachrawa, Harchandpur, Raebareli, Sareni and Uchahar. On this Lok Sabha seat, 17,83,885 voters will decide the fate of 8 candidates on 20th May. These include 9,31,171 male voters, 8,52,678 female voters and 36 third gender voters. Congress leaders like Indira Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi reached parliament from this seat. Congress has lost the election only 3 times on the seat, in which BJP has won twice and Janata Party once. In the 2019 general election, Sonia Gandhi won by defeating the BJP candidate by 1,67,178 votes. After Sonia Gandhi goes to Rajya Sabha, Rahul Gandhi will face the challenge of saving the last vote of the Gandhi family in Uttar Pradesh. To challenge Rahul Gandhi on this high profile seat, BJP has fielded Dinesh Pratap Singh for the second time. Dinesh Pratap Singh left Congress and joined BJP in 2018. Thakur Prasad Yadav is in the fray from BSP. All the parties have intensified campaigning to ensure victory on this seat. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Gujarat, pre-polling is taking place at Prathampur polling station under the Dahod Lok Sabha seat today. Voting, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. The Election Commission ordered fresh polling at the polling station in Santrampur Taluka of Mahisagar district after irregularities were reported in voting held on the 7th of this month during the second phase of Lok Sabha polls. The Election Commission took the decision on the basis of a report filed by the returning officer after receiving a complaint over a viral video. 6 persons were suspended, including 4 from the polling staff who were on duty on polling day at Prathampur polling booth. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back, you're listening to Morning News. Two-day Parivartan Chintan 2 for Jointness and Integration of Armed Forces concluded in New Delhi yesterday. Chairing the conference, Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan emphasized the need for expediting the progress of the initiatives as these were to pave the way to theatrization and hence creation of a multi-domain response capable Indian Armed Forces. He initiated the Chintan on both days by addressing various committees. CDS Chauhan expressed confidence that such brainstorming would help the armed forces evolve into a theatrized force capable of multi-domain operations and strengthen the resolve and capability to safeguard our territorial integrity and national sovereignty. India has voted in favor of a draft UN General Assembly resolution supporting Palestine's bid to become full UN member. The 193-member General Assembly yesterday met for an emergency special session where the Arab group resolution in support of the state of Palestine's full membership in the UN was presented by the United Arab Emirates. The resolution said Palestine is qualified and should be admitted as full member of the UN and recommended that the Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The resolution got 143 votes in favor, 9 against and 25 abstentions. Currently, Palestine is a non-member observer state at the UN. The status was granted to Palestine by the General Assembly in 2012. Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal al-Ahmad al-Sabah, has announced the dissolution of parliament and the suspension of parts of the constitution for up to 4 years, citing political turmoil. In a televised address yesterday, the Emir stated that recent upheavals had compelled him to take these actions to safeguard nation's interests. The Emir declared that all facets of the democratic process will be thoroughly examined during the period of constitutional suspension. Last month, the Gulf country conducted its fourth election, with 39 of the 46 members from the previous parliament retaining their seats. According to Kuwait's constitution, a new government must be formed within 2 weeks of an election. However, tensions between the elected parliament and the appointed prime minister have hindered such a formation since the 4th of April. In Afghanistan, at least 50 people were killed and more than 100 injured after heavy rainfall in northern parts of the country. According to Taliban officials, heavy rainfall has affected 5 districts in Baghlan province, Natural Disaster Management in Baghlan said that the death toll might rise as many people are still missing. Taliban officials said more than 150 people were trapped under debris and in need of urgent help. The country has been hit by unprecedented heavy rainfall over the last few weeks, with floods killing at least 100 people since mid-April. After days of intense heat, a massive dust storm and rain hit Delhi and National Capital Region late last evening. The city witnessed strong winds which brought down many trees and big branches affecting traffic movement. Two flights were diverted to Jaipur due to bad weather. This week, Delhi recorded the highest temperature of the season, that is 42 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, the IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said a wet spell accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over central, east and south peninsula parts of the country till Monday.
There will be no heat wave condition, especially Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, South Odisha, Maharashtra, part of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Gangati West Bengal, which is going to for the poll on 30th May. So people can franchise their vote in cool weather. That is the request from us for the NCR Delhi and all Northwest India is the thunderstorm and rain ongoing. Yesterday it was the dust storm which hit Delhi and the wind speed was 70 to 90 km per hour, including the airport and other area. There was a light rain also. The other part of North India also experiencing light rain and thunderstorm activity. And this will continue for next 2 days.
The weather agency also predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Gangetic West Bengal today and over the region of Orissa till tomorrow. IMD said that hailstorm activity is also very likely over Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha till Monday and over Madhya Maharashtra and Marathwada till tomorrow. On to sports now. In women's wrestling, Nisha Dahiya has become the fifth Indian woman grappler to qualify for Paris Olympics. She defeated Romania's Alexandra Angel in the 68-kilogram category semifinals at the World Olympic qualifiers in Istanbul yesterday. Nisha, last year's Asian Championship silver medal winner, beat Angel 8-4 by points. However, India's Greco-Roman grapplers bowed out in the preliminary rounds in all six weight categories. This will be the first time that five Indian women wrestlers will be competing in the Olympics. India's star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra sealed a second-place finish in the Doha Diamond League 2024. With an unusual slow start, Chopra's pair landed at 88.36 metres, just 2 centimetres short of 88.38 metres of event topper Yahoo Vadilyesh of Czech Republic. The windy conditions in Doha were hostile in Chopra's attempt to win the second Doha season in a row. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Chennai Super Kings by 35 runs in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, Gujarat Titans posted 231 for the loss of 3 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, defending champions Chennai Super Kings failed to achieve the target of 232 runs, scoring 196 for 8 in 20 overs. Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Mumbai Indians at Eden Gardens in Kolkata this evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Saira. The top story across all dailies is Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's release after he gets interim bail with conditions. The Asian Age writes, Kejriwal walks out of Tihar jail as Supreme Court grants interim bail till June 1st. The Pioneer says, Delhi ready for Game of Thrones. Papers have also widely noticed the trial outcome of Dabholkar murder case. The Hindu writes, Court convicts 2, acquits 3 in Dabholkar murder case. With memories of protesting wrestlers still not faded, Delhi court orders framing of charges against ex-WFI chief BJP MP Brij Bhushan, writes the Statesman. 12 Maoists killed in Bijapur encounter, reports the Hindustan Times. And finally, on World Migratory Bird Day today, the Hindu carries a beautiful picture of 3 flamingos in flight over a pond spotted with hundreds of beaked companions at the end of the migratory season. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections to end this evening, also to conclude for single phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and first phase of assembly polls in Odisha. CDS General Anil Chauhan says integration of armed forces needs to be expedited to create multi-domain response mechanism. India votes in favour of draft resolution supporting Palestine's bid to become full member of UN. Dust, storm and rain sweep parts of Delhi National Capital Region. And in sports, Nisha Dahiya secures 5th Olympic quota in women's wrestling for India. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.